On Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we're up to the seventh line. So the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shebetishrei Nivra Ha'olam, Shene Amar, Vayomer Elokim Tadshe Ha'aretz Deshe Esa Mazria Zera Eitz Peri, Esa Hu Chodesh Sheha'aretz Motia Desha and Be'ilan Mali Peros, Haveyomer Zet Tishrei, Va'oso Aperek Zman Revia Ha'isa, V'yardu Geshamim Vitzimchu, Shene Amar, Ve'edi Alem and Aretz. So if you remember yesterday, we just began discussing the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua as to whether the world was created in Nisan or Tishrei. So the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the source that the world was created in Tishrei? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Parshas Bereishis that on the third day of creation, Hashem says, Tadshe Ha'aretz Deshe, right, that all the grass should start to grow and all the trees should start to produce fruit. The Gemara says, what's the month of the year when the trees start to produce and the grass starts to grow? That's Tishrei, the Gemara says, and that's the time when it starts to rain, and the rain comes, and it waters everything, and everything grows. So that's according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Minayin Shebenisa Nivra Ha'olam, Shene Amar Vatotzei Ha'aretz Deshe Eza Mazria Zera Ve'etz Ose Peri, Eza Huchodesh Ha'aretz Melea Deshayim Be'ilan Motzi Peros, Heve Omer Zenisan, Ve'oso Ha'perek Zman Behima Ve'chaya Ve'of, Shemizdav Ginze Eitz Oze, Shene Amar Laveshu Karim Hatzon. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, he holds the exact opposite. The world was created in Nisan, because again, Nisan, the springtime, is a time when things, when things are growing, when things begin to grow. It's a time when the animals mate. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim to that effect. So again, it's basically just a machlokas about when, what time of year it is when things were growing. So then the Gemara says, V'idach nami haksiv eitz oseh peri. So how would Rabbi Eliezer respond to that? The fact is, the pasuk says eitz oseh peri, implying that we're dealing with Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara says, no, Hahu lebracha ledorosu dechsev, that pasuk that says that the trees are going to bear fruit, that was a bracha for future generations. It doesn't necessarily mean that the world was created dafka in that month. Then the Gemara says, v'idach nami haksiv eitz peri. So then, again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't the pasuk say eitz peri, implying that we're talking about Chodesh Tishrei, again, the time when the trees, when the fruit's already on the tree? So the Gemara says, no, Hahu kid Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kol maisa bereish Bekomasa nivru, ledaita nivru, letzivyona nivru, shene amar, vaychulu ashamayim vaharet zuchal tzvaam, al tikre tzvaam ela tzivyonam. So the Gemara says that pasuk teaches me that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the course of Maisa Bereishis was created in its fully formed state. It was fully formed, it was fully developed. So for example, in this case, regarding the trees, when the trees were created, they were created all with their fruits already on the tree. That's what the pasuk is teaching me of Eitz Peri. It has no bearing on the question of what time of year it was that the world was created. It's just telling me that when everything was created, it was done so in its fully formed state. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Minayin Shebetishrei Noldu Avos. This we also mentioned yesterday. How do we know that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Avos were born in Tishrei? And again, at least Avram and Yaakov. Shene Amar, Vayikohalu al Hamelech Shalomo Kol Ish Yisrael, Beyerach Ha'isanim Bechag, Yerach Shenoldu Bo'e Sanei Olam. The Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim that Shlomo Hamelech gathered all the Jews together in Yerach Ha'isanim, in the month of the Isanim Bechag, which usually we assume refers to Sukkis. So the Gemara says that's the month in which the Isanei Olam, the word, as we'll see in a second, means the strong ones, the powerful ones. In this case, referring to the Avos, that was the month, namely the month of Tishrei, in which they were born. So the question is, my mashma dahai eson lishna disakifeyu. How do we know the word eson implies, strength or power? Kidechsev eson moshavecha vaomer shimu harimis riv Hashem v'ha esonim moshe de'aretz. So first you have the pasuk eson moshavecha in Parshas Balak that refers to the powerful ones. A pasuk can say from Micha that talks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the quarrels of the mountains and the Esanim, again, the powerful ones who are the foundation of the earth, referring to the Avos. Omer, and it says in Shir Hashirim, Kol Dodi Hinezeva Medaleg Al Heharim Mikapetz Al Hagivos. So what does that mean? Medaleg Al Heharim Bischos Avos Mikapetz Al Hagivos Bischos Imos. The pasuk refers to people skipping over the mountains and the hills. That's a reference to the schus of the Avos and the Imahos. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Minayin Shebenisa Noldu Avos. Again, remember, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says that the Avos were born in Nisan. How does he know that? Shene Amar, Vahivish Monim Shana Va'arba Meo Shana, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ba'Shana HaRivias B'Chodesh Ziv, B'Yerach Shenoldu Bo Ziv Tanei Olam. So this pasuk we actually referenced in the beginning of the Masechta, also a pasuk from Sefer Melachim, which describes the time period in which Shlomo HaMelech began constructing the Beis HaMikdash. It was 480 years after the B'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. It was the fourth year in the month of Ziv, which, again, usually we assume assume the Chodesh Ziv refers to Iyar. The Gemara says that that is a reference to the month in which the Zivtanei Olam were born, the people who illuminated the world, namely the Avos. Now, the question is, we're trying to prove that they were born in Nisan. So Chodesh Ziv is Iyar. How does this prove anything? So Rashi claims, gives one of two pshatim. Either it means that by the time Iyar rolled around, they were already born in Nisan, or it means that the vernal or the spring equinox, which always occurs in Nisan, can sometimes run into Iyar. But again, the point basically is that this pasuk is supposed to prove that the Avos were actually born in Nisan. So then the question is, how would Rebbe Eliezer respond to that? So the Gemara says, "V'achsev b'yerach ha'isanim." If the pasuk says that they were born, at that time, so then again, how would Rebbe Eliezer explain that if he says that they were born in Tishrei? So the Gemara says, "Hasim desakifei b'mitzvos." Rebbe Eliezer would say that all that pasuk meant is that the month of Tishrei is a powerful month in terms of mitzvos, because it contains the most chagim, it contains the most mitzvos, but it has no bearing on when the Avos were born. So the question, of course, is, V'idach nami hachsiv b'chodesh ziv. How does Rabbi Hoshua respond to that? So the Gemara says, Ahu de isve ziva li'ilane, de amar Rabbi Huda haiman de nafak biyomi nisan, v'chaze ilane de malavlave, omer baruch shalochisar me'olam uklom uvarav obrios tavos, ilanos tavos, lehisna os bahen b'nei adam. The Gemara responds that the other daya in the Gemara, that again, where the pasuk in Sefer Melachim references Chodesh Ziv, which again we're trying to figure out if that's a reference to Iyar or to Nisan, how could Rebbe Eliezer say that the Avos were born in Tishrei? So the Gemara says, no, all that means is it's the month in which the trees are starting to bloom. It's the famous Gemara Maseches Brachos that in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, a person goes out, if the trees are in bloom, you have to make Birkas Ilanos, right? That's the Gemara is referencing the bracha that quotes in Maseches Brachos. You have to make a bracha when you see the trees beginning to bloom, which typically speaking happens in Chodesh Nisan. Fine. Then the Gemara says, "Manda Amar Benisa Noldu Benisan Mesu, Manda Amar Betishrei Noldu Betishrei Mesu." Shene Amar Vayomer Alehem Ben Meyavi Asrim Shana Anochi Hayom. Shein Tamad Lomer Hayom Umat Tamad Lomer Hayom Hayom Malu Yama Yushnosai Lila Mercha Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Umemali Shnosayim Shal Tzadikim Yom Liom Mechodesh Lechodesh Shene Amar Es Mispar Yamecha Amale. So whenever you think the Avos were born, whether Nisan or Tishrei, they must have also died in the same month in which they were born. Again, the Gemara quotes a very famous idea that I'm sure most of us have heard before, which is that tzaddikim die the same time that they were born. The Gemara references a pasuk in Parshas Vayelech regarding the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says, Moshe says, I'm 120 years old today. So the question is, why does he have to specify today? So you see from here that tzaddikim die at the same time in which they were born. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Befesach nolad Yitzchak minolam. How do we know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach? Kidich siv la moeda shuvei lechem. The pasuk says, actually, in this week's parsha, right, in Parsha's Vayera, right, the Malachim say to Avraham, I'm going to come back to you next year at this time. So, Emas Kai, when exactly did this happen? Ilema b'fesach v'ka amar leba atzeres b'cham shin yomen mika yolda. So, in other words, if the Malachim meant to say that Yitzchak was going to be born Pesach time, and they were talking to him, they were there Pesach time, and they said Yitzchak's going to be born on Shavuos, well, that can't be, because that's only 50 days later. There's no way that a child could be born in 50 days. Ela d'kai b'atzeres. Maybe the Malachim came to Avram on Shavuos and said Yitzchak's going to be born on Sukkot. That's also not tenable, because Akati b'chamisha yarchim mikayol. That's still only 5 months. That's too short for that. That's too short a time for the baby to be born. So the Gemara says, okay, Ela dekayi b'chag v'ka'amar la'benisan. Maybe the Malachim came to Avram on Sukkot and said Yitzchak's going to be born on Pesach, but still Akati b'shita yarchim mikayol. That's still only 6 months. It's still too short of a time frame. So the Gemara says, no, Tana osa shana meuberes. It was a leap year that year. So since it was a leap year, there was an additional month, so it was really already into the seventh month. That's already not so crazy. That could, you know, that could already be considered a normal amount of time and for which a baby could be born. So the Gemara says, but hang on one second, sof ki midle mar yome tuma batri lu. If you factor in the days in which Sarah was a nida, in which she could not have possibly been pregnant, you're going to get to less than that requisite 6 months. Because we know, actually, from this week's parasha, right, Rashi quotes the famous idea that Avram didn't serve the Malachim the bread because Sarah became a nida. So during the time when she was having her period, there's no way that she could have possibly been pregnant. So if you factor those weeks in, then you're left with less than the proper time frame in which a pregnancy could have happened. So the Gemara says, no. Amar mar zutra, filu lamanda amar yoledes lesisha ina yoledes lim kutayin, yoledes quotes a very interesting machlokas. So in general, there's a machlokas. If let's say a woman goes to term, has a normal 9 month pregnancy, there's a general machlokas in the Gemara, again, without getting into the science and the biology behind this, but there's a general machlokas in the Gemara about what's called yoledes limkutain or ena yoledes limkutain, which basically means, does she have to go all the way to the end of the 9th month, or can she give birth early? So the Gemara says, even if you wanted to argue that a woman who goes to 9 months has to go all the way to the end of the ninth month. Again, whatever that means. But when it comes to a seven-month pregnancy, says the Gemara says everyone agrees that a seven-month pregnancy can end early, can be yoledes limkutain. And again, why does the Gemara talk about eight-month pregnancies? So we actually spoke about this in Masechet Shabbos, right, that eight-month pregnancies, for some reason, the Gemara assumed was not tenable, that the baby was going to be a stillborn. Again, why that should be, why eight-month pregnancy is worse than a seven-month, that's a whole separate issue, a whole scientific issue, that's a kind of a totally unrelated topic. But the bottom line is that the Gemara assumes that a seventh-month pregnancy could potentially be in other words, just barely into the seventh month. The source for that is derived from a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, when talking about Chana's giving birth to Shmuel, it says, Vayhi l'skufos hayamim. It was at the seasons of the days. So tkufos, a season is 3 months. So tkufos in the plural is 6 months, and yamim is just 2 days. So you could barely be into your seventh month, basically, and you could already have a viable child. That's the Gemara's point. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Berash Hashanah nifkada Sarah Rachel v'chana menal. And how do we know that these various women were remembered and eventually became pregnant and had their children on Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Pekida Pekida, Asya Zechira Zechira. It's like a double Xera Shava. Ksiv Berachel Vayiskor Elokim Es Rachel, Uksiv Bechana Vayiskereh Hashem. So you have the word Zechira, or a variation of the word Zechira in the context of Rachel and Chana. The Asya Zechira Zechira Berash Hashanah. Dechsev Shabbason Zichron Trua. You also have Zechira in the context of Rosh Hashanah by the shofar. So that's how you know that they were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. And then Pekida Pekida Ksiv Bechana Ki Pakada Hashem Eschana Uchsiv Besara VaHashem Pakada Sara. So again, you also have references to the word Pekida both by Chana as well as by Sara. And again, all these occurrences happen on Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara says Barosh Hashanah Yatzah Yosef Mibeso Asurim. And how do we know Yosef was freed from prison on Rosh Hashanah? Dechsev Tiku VaChodesh Shofar BaKesa Liyom Chaginu Ki Chokli Yisrael. And then the pasuk continues. It's the pasuk from Tehillim that we say in the Yom on Thursdays. Eidus b'hosev samo b'tzei so. The context of that pasuk, right? That's a pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah, right? Right. Tiku v'chodesh shofar. And then it says Eidus b'hosev samo b'tzei so me'aretz Mitzrayim. Right. That was a testimony about Yosef when he was released from prison. So you see from there that Yosef was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara says b'Rosh Hashanah butla avoda me'avosina b'Mitzrayim. So on Rosh Hashanah, again, we briefly referenced this yesterday, that the shibud in Mitzrayim lightened up a little bit on Rosh Hashanah. Not that we were freed, yeah, we were only freed in Nisan on Pesach, but the Shibud started to become a little bit less on Rosh Hashanah. So on the one hand, in Parshas Va'era, the pasuk talks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take us out of Mitzrayim from under the burden of Egypt, and it also says in Tehillim, the pasuk that we were just alluding to before on the Yom from Thursday, that Hashem took us out from the burden of, you know, that Mitzrayim was imposing on us. Then the Gemara says Benisa Nigalu Kidi Isa, that we already spoke about yesterday, the idea that we were redeemed in Nisan. Betishrei asidim goel Asya shofar shofar. Ksiv hacha tiku vachode shofar. Uksiv hasam bayomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. How do we know that in the future we're going to be redeemed in Tishrei? Again, this is all according to Rebbe Eliezer. So again, it's gzeira shava from the word shofar. On the one hand, it says tiku vachode shofar in Tehillim, as we just alluded to. And it also says in Sefer Yeshaya, bayomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, that in the future, la'asad lava, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a shofar blast. That's an indication that at least according to Rebbe Eliezer, the geula will happen in Tishrei. However, Rebbe Yehoshua omer benisa nigalu, benisa nasidim li goel. Where do we know that, again, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that the Geula is going to happen in Nisan? So Amar Kra, Leil Shimurim, Lail HaMeshuma Ruva Misheish Esimei Vereishis. Rabbi Yehoshua understands the Pasuk in Parshas Bo that describes Pesach as a Leil Shimurim, a night which is guarded or protected. That means that from the time of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated Pesach as a time of Geula. So in other words, not just Geula from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Geula La'asid Lavo as well. The Idach, how would Rabbi Eliezer respond to that? If he says the future of Geula will happen in Tishrei, so he says, Lail HaMeshuma, that's a different drasha. This is a drasha we actually spoke by the very end of Pesachim, all those Gemaras at the end of Pesachim about Shadim. So the Gemara quoted that Pasuk in that context, that it's a night that's protected from demons. That's one of the reasons why we don't say Kriya Shema Lamita on the first night of Pesach. So it's a totally separate drasha that has no bearing on the general concept of Geula. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Va'azdu l'tamayu. These two opinions, in other words, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, are basically reflecting their general dispositions. The Gemara says, Desanya, Bishnas Shesh Meos Shana L'chai Noach B'chodesh Hasheni B'shiva Asher Yom LaChodesh. The pasuk in Parshas Noach is setting the stage for when the mabul occurred. It says the mabul happened on the 17th day of the second month. Now again, the question is, what's the second month? So Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Oso Hayom Yitzayin Bi'iyar Haya, Yom Shemazel Kima Shokeya Bayom, Umayanos Mismatin, Mitoch Sheshinu Maasein, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleyem Maisa Bereishis, Vehel Amazel Kima Bayom, Venatal Shnei Kochavim Yikima Vehivi Mabo La'olam, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Oso Hayom Yitzayin Bimar Cheshvan Haya, Yom Shemazel Kima Ola Bayom, Umayanos Mizgabrim, Umitoch Sheshinu Maasein, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleyem Maisa Bereishis, Vehel This is a very, very complicated astrological Gemara, but I'll try my best to explain it in a very, very simple way. Basically, again, just the first basic point is that there's, as we already noted several times, there's a general machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua as to when the world was created. Was it Nisan or Tishrei? So that's going to obviously have bearing on what's the second month. Is it Iyar or is it Mar Cheshvan? That's the machlokas. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Mabul happened on Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan. According to Rabbi Yoshua, it happened on Yud Zayin Iyar. Now, what bearing does it have on the general story of the Mabul? So according to Rabbi Yoshua, if the Mabul happened on Yud Zayin Iyar, that's a day when what's called Mazal Kima. Now, Mazal Kima is basically a body of stars that, again, there's somewhat of a machlokas in the Achronim and the Rishonim how to understand this, but the very simple understanding is that it's part of the Mazal of Taleh. Taleh is Aries, which is the first of the zodiac symbols. Basically, the way it works is if you read through the article footnotes, there's a very, very long article footnote on this that I read through a lot. I'll try to say it over in the simplest way. There's something called the ecliptic, which is basically all 12 zodiac symbols in the form of stars, and the sun passes through the ecliptic every single day, and every month it starts in a new zodiac symbol. So for example, just to make it simple, in Nisan, the mazel of Nisan is Taleh or Aries. So the sun, when sunrise happens, will start in that mazel, and every 2 hours will move to the next mazel, and it'll keep going through all 12 mazelos over the course of 24 hours, and then the next month it moves to the next mazel, and then goes through all them, etc., etc. So for example, in the month of Iyar, the mazel is Shor or Taurus. That's the mazel, that's the zodiac symbol for the month of Iyar. So basically the thing is that Mazel Kima, if it's part of Aries, if it's part of Taleh, that means it's going to be on the back end in Iyar. Because remember, we just said that the sun starts on whatever zodiac symbol of the month and it goes all the way down to the remaining 11 zodiac symbols. So if Kima is part of Aries, that means that the sun's only going to run through that mazel at the very end of the day. So normally the Gemara says that's a time of year when Mazel Kima has its least effect because it's not in the sky. It's only in the sky at the end of the night, not during the daytime. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to alter Maisa Bereishis. He had to kind of pachka around a little bit with the zodiac symbols in order to take stars from Mazel Kima in order to bring the Mabul to the world. In contrast, Rebbe Eliezer says no. Rebbe Eliezer says that the Mabul happened in Mar Cheshvan. So in Mar Cheshvan, that's exactly when Mazel Kima would be in the sky in the middle of the day anyway, because the Mazel for Mar Cheshvan is Scorpio. So at that point, he says anyway, in other words, Mazel Kima is going to be up in the middle of the day anyway. So therefore, Hashem didn't really have to alter anything in order to bring about the Mabul. And again, this is a kind of very, very complicated, astrological topic that's a little bit beyond my understanding, but that's the very, very basic, bare bones point of the Gemara. Fine. So now the Gemara clarifies. Bishlam ala Rabbi Yoshua, hainu dichsev sheni. Ela la Rabbi Eliezer, mai sheni. So I understand, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, why the Pasuk felt the necessity to specify that it's Basheni, that it's in the second month. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, why does the Pasuk have to say that it was in the second month? What's being added? Because Mar Cheshvan is really the seventh month. So the Gemara says, no, it means Sheni Ladin. It means it's the second month after the Din was given to the Dor HaMabul in Tishrei, after Hashem adjudicated Din on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So at the following month, that was called Sheni. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ala Rabbi Yehoshua, hainu deshina. Ela Rabbi Eliezer, maishin. So again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, as we just explained with this whole astrological phenomena, so it makes sense that Hashem had to alter something. Hashem changed something about the astrological setup of the mazalos in order to bring about the Mabul, because normally Mazel Kima, as we noted earlier, does not come up in the sky in the middle of the day in the month of Iyar. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the Mabul happened in Mar Cheshvan, what exactly did Hashem have to alter to bring the Mabul? The Mabul could have come anyway based on the alignment of the mazalos. So the Gemara says, no, Kidder Rav Chista. The Amar Rav Chista, Veroschen kilkalu, veroschen idonu, veroschen kilkalu ba'avira, veroschen idonu, ksevacha vayashoku amayim, ksevasa machamas amelach shachacha. The Gemara says that the change, the alteration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the world, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is the fact that Hashem judged them specifically because of their sins. In other words, since they sinned veroschen, they all committed various acts of immorality, whether it was homosexuality, whether it was bestiality, as we know Rashi and Parshas Noach, explicates all the sins that the Dor HaMabul did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them in kind, beroschen, specifically with boiling hot water as a punishment for their averos that were driven by taiva. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Chachme Yisrael monin lamabul kereb Eliezer v'leskufa kereb Yehoshua, Chachme umos ha'ola monin af lamabul kereb Yehoshua. Again, a very interesting kind of historical and chronological machlokes. The Chachme Yisrael made the following distinction. So fundamentally, we accept Rabbi Yehoshua's position that we calculate the year starting from Nisan. We think Nisan is really the first month of the year, but when it comes to factoring the years of the Mabul, they they said, there we follow Rabbi Eliezer. In contrast, when it comes to calculating the years of the Tkufa, which are the various equinoxes and solstices throughout the year, for that we follow Rabbi Yehoshua. Whereas the Chachmei Umos HaOlam thought that even when it comes to factoring the years of the Mabul, we follow Rabbi Yehoshua, that we start from Nisan. Now, this actually has some bearing in halacha, believe it or not. There's a Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos, if you remember, it's a very short Gemara in Brachos about Birkas HaChama, about when Birkas HaChama is supposed to be recited every 28 years. And the bottom line is that the gap between the four, the equinoxes and solstices throughout the year, right, the vernal, the autumn and spring equinox and the winter and summer solstice is about, I think, something like 91 days, 7.5 hours, and, 91 days and 7.5 hours and maybe 30 minutes or something like that. And if you do the math, basically, we assume that the sun was created at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night of Brias Olam. Tuesday night is really Wednesday morning, right, in Halacha. So if you do the math, every 28 years, the sun comes back to the moment of Brias Olam. That's when we say Birkas HaChama, whenever the sun comes back to that point. So we paskin, in terms of Tkufos, in terms of factoring these days for Birkas HaChama, like Rabbi Yehoshua, that the world was created in Nisan. That's what we do. We always say Birkas HaChama in Nisan, right? Never say it in Tishrei. But in terms of factoring years for the Mabul, so that was a machlokes between the Chachmei Umos HaOlam and the Chachmei Yisrael, whether you factor from Iyar or whether you factor from Archeshel, or really more broadly from Tishrei or from Nisan.